We're back on Chasing Checkers, ESPN 102.5, The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app, as always. And as promised, we are joined by Alex Pillow. He is a two-time race winner this season, including just a couple of races ago. 10 starts on the year in his second NTT IndyCar Series season and leading the championship points. And, of course, will be participating in the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix in just a few weeks, actually a month away from the Music City Grand Prix. Alex, how's it going?
It's going really well. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. And what a season this has been for you so far. Only your second season in the NTT IndyCar Series. You're leading the championship points right now. You have the two wins, seven top fives on the season. And it's your first with Chip Ganassi Racing, and so much history with that team and with Chip in the IndyCar Series. So I would say things have fit nicely, but what has been able to get things going so quickly for you all?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a mix of lots of things. To be honest, joining Chip Ganassi Racing for me, it was like a dream, like joining a team that's been so successful in so many series, and they are still winning a lot in as I said, in NASCAR, in IMSA, in even in Extreme E. So we're trying to do the same in IndyCars, and I'm having a lot of fun, learning a lot from everybody from the team and also from my teammates. So, yeah, we had a really solid start so far. Number 10 NTT Data Honda card's been up there every weekend, but we got to keep it going until the championship is done.
How beneficial was last year for you, even though this is your first year at Chip Ganassi, but running different disciplines in your career, coming over to the U.S., running the IndyCar Series, how much did you learn last year that you've been able to apply this year?
Yeah, last year was – the first thing was that it was hard last year. We had less practice than usual just because of the pandemic, and I had to learn so much stuff from IndyCar, like learning how to race on ovals, learning the IndyCar races, the tracks, and how the – yeah, how the weekend goes, like having so little practice, it's tough for a driver. But yeah, that was that prepared me enough to be able to stay up there during this year. So there's still a long way to go. I'm still learning every weekend from my teammates, from the team, learning how to, yeah, on oval especially. I was learning a lot from Tony and Scott. It was amazing. And still on road courses, I'm still learning. So it's good. It's a good thing. We have a good atmosphere there. So we just got to continue working.
And you had a third place finish at Mid-Ohio. And I know that was pretty much Joseph Newgarden running away with it. But it has to feel good to get a podium finish as you have a little bit of a break here before you all come to Nashville.
Yeah, I think every driver wants to win every weekend, but you know, in IndyCar, it's so competitive that you know you're going to have really good days, good days, and not so good days. So we did the most of it. We were starting P7 because I didn't have the best of my qualifying, but we were able to make it to the podium in a race that was really tricky to overtake. So we did a good strategy. My crew was really solid. They were the best on pit stops. And yeah, going home and going to the summer break with another podium feels awesome. But as I said, we need to win summer races. Joseph is pushing a lot. He was really, really strong at Mid-Ohio. But yeah, I think we're going to have some races that we're going to be really strong because we've been there already last year and I know the tracks, and there's some others that we'll have to work a bit more.
So the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix, which will take place August 6th, 7th, and 8th here on the streets of Nashville. And it is a street course, and that is something that is not necessarily unique. You see it across the world that they turn city streets into a race course, but what is the big difference in going, or is there a big difference in how you prepare of going to a track that you know is a permanent setup, it's the same every time you go there, as opposed to going to a street course that is temporarily built for the race weekend?
Yeah, it changes a lot. The mindset you have, how you approach the work before We nowadays we use a lot of the simulator, and hopefully we're gonna have a good model for Nashville. Like nobody been there, right? So everybody's gonna be on the same page. But you approach it a bit differently. You as soon as you have any error or any small mistake, you end up in a wall, and you want to have as much track time as possible for driver confidence and setup development. So hopefully we're gonna have a good race, but yeah, I like the bumps. There's gonna be some bumps more than on permanent tracks, obviously, because we're racing on normal streets, and it looks good. I think it looks like it's gonna be a crazy action-packed race there in downtown Nashville.
Now it's interesting you say that you like the bumps. Clearly I have not driven an Indy car before. I've done iRacing, and it gets as close to it as you possibly can. But I know when I hit bumps, I'm about to hit the wall, and those things are so sensitive that it's hard to maneuver. But why is it that you like kind of the working the bumps?
That's everybody. Everybody thinks the same way. I think the same way, and I think all the drivers feel the same way as you do when doing iRacing with the bumps. Like the car is on the air; it's not under control 100%. So I think that's why we like it so much. Just because you have to be on top of the car, you want to go. You want to be one step ahead of it. But sometimes it's tough. So yeah, street race. It's street racing. It's always super fun. It's always super difficult, and it's both really demanding physically and psychologically for a driver.
Well, now I have checked out where they're going to put it, and I know this area. Obviously, you're gonna have some tight corners that you're gonna have to maneuver through. That's gonna be fun to watch.
Yeah, and we have long straights and then really tight corners. That's why I think we're going to have lots of action. It's going to be interesting to see how much toe we can get on the straight. I think it's long enough, so we're going to be able to make some overtakes and then hard braking. So it's going to be interesting. As I said, nobody knows what to really expect. We know everybody knows where the track is going to be and how the track is going to look, but you never know if you're going to be 10 miles an hour slower or faster until we get there. So we'll see if it's a first gear corner or second gear corner down the straight, but for sure it's going to be enough to make some action.
Alex Pillow is here with us on Chasing Checkers. So how excited are you to know that straightaway is going to go over a river? You're going to be going over a bridge over the Cumberland River, and that is going to be fun to see.
That is going to be really fun and interesting. I never went racing over a river, so I think it's the first time for almost everybody, so it's going to be interesting. But at the end of the day, it's just a street, and we're gonna go the same way. It's gonna be super fun at the beginning and seeing everybody going through that river, but yeah, I'm really excited about it.
I know it may be hard to answer this having not been on the track yet, but does going over a body of water on a bridge, is that going to change the handling of the race car when you go over that portion of the track?
No, it shouldn't be. I'll let you know, but it shouldn't be, no.
Okay, that's good to know. I was just curious about that. But the streets of Nashville, it's going to be cool to have 300,000 people packing. Why do you think, and I know that you're just in your second year in IndyCar, but Nashville is becoming a racing city. NASCAR has come back. You all are coming back with IndyCars. There's SRX. There is such this thirst for motorsports in this town. And why do you think it's important for IndyCar to visit new cities that want them there, like Nashville wants you all?
Yeah, I don't think it's only like motorsport is getting interested in Nashville. I think it's a really cool city overall. As I said, I only spent like 1 day there, and it was awesome. So I think it's just a cool city, and everybody wants to go the events and the people they want to go to cool cities. So I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be awesome for IndyCar, for the people there, so they get to know IndyCar if they don't know. And when it's in downtown, obviously everybody knows just because the streets are blocked and there's a bit more people than usual. But yeah, I'm sure everybody's gonna have lots of fun, the teams, the league included, and everybody visiting the race.
You mentioned your teammates earlier at Chip Ganassi Racing, obviously Scott Dixon and what he's been able to do in his career, and Marcus there too. But Jimmy Johnson joins the fray this year, running all the road courses and the street courses, a seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champion. What's it been like having him around, bringing all his knowledge, albeit a different form of racing?
It's been a dream. It's been a dream. He's a legend. He's a champion. And come on, just to be able to win seven times a championship on the highest level of the motorsport, that's insane. So yeah, it's just unbelievable to think that I'm able to share everything I want with him. I ask a ton of questions, even if he's not that experienced in IndyCar. He's a champion. He's really experienced in motorsport, and we can get so many things that it's gonna help us and help me personally to be a better driver. So it's been super fun. It's been a lot of learning, and yeah, I know that Jimmy's gonna be up there really soon.
Well, absolutely. Well, Alex, I appreciate the time today. It's been fun to chat with you, and can't wait to see you all in person in about a month as the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix is the next race on the schedule. Best of luck with that and the rest of the year chasing that championship.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show, man.